Nolte, actress Ellen Barkin can't see any difference between ICE and Nazis. By John Nolte on November 10, 2025. Aging actress Ellen Barkin can't see the difference between ICE agents rounding up illegal aliens and Nazis rounding up Jews to send to death camps. What is the difference between ICE arresting and disappearing thousands of innocent people and the Gestapo herding millions of Jews into cattle cars bound for death camps? Asks an actress we've all seen naked. Please, allow me to mansplain. First off, Nazis rounded up innocent people guilty of nothing more than being Jewish or some other race the Third Reich considered inferior. Nazis also sent homosexuals and cripples to death camps for the sin of being gay and crippled. ICE only takes people into custody who have broken into our country illegally and violated our immigration laws. And in a large percentage of those cases, that is the least of their crimes. Further, ICE does not profile people based on race. ICE seeks to deport only those who have violated the law regardless of any outside characteristic. ICE does not disappear people. ICE takes them into custody in the same way law enforcement takes American citizens into custody. Perhaps the biggest difference is what happens afterwards. Nazis sent people to death camps. With the rare exception of someone sent to a different country closer to their home, ICE sends people home. All ICE does is give illegal aliens a free trip back home. No cattle car, no work camp, no slave labor, no ovens. Just home. Illegal aliens go home. In the second part of her question, Barkin asked, how's this? The government shouldn't murder people. If a government systematically incinerates 8 million Jews, that is a Holocaust. If another government rounds PPL up, beats, tortures, disappears them based on race, I do see a sliver of threat as we sprint past Nazi Germany. If you're as confused by that as I am, let's remember Ellen Barkin is paid to remove her clothes and not to express big thanks. Nevertheless, I will try. All ICE does, and all our government is doing, is deport people who broke into our country illegally. Race and ethnicity have nothing to do with it. It is not ICE's fault that most illegal aliens are not from Norway. ICE does not beat people up or torture them, and saying differently is nothing less than a blood libel. But saying that, Barkin is sending out a dog whistle okaying violence against law enforcement, who are guilty of nothing more than doing a dangerous and necessary job. We all saw what happened in New York City last week. We all saw that the great replacement theory is real. It wasn't American-born voters who handed the keys to the mayor's office to an Islamist and communist and anti-Semite. It was foreign-born citizens, imported voters who have not been assimilated. That's precisely how the great replacement theory works. Barkin is a leftist. Therefore she's pro-great replacement theory, primarily because illegal aliens steal jobs and housing from the working class and not actresses paid millions to remove their clothes. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.